Blog Talk Radio.
In a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wow. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
It is time to go hog wild. Everybody, welcome to the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We are right here live with you. It is a blessing to be here. We have been running wide open. The hammer has been down all day long. We are here live in the house right here, barbecuesuperstars.com, blogtalkradio.com, the place to be on Wednesday nights from 6 to 8. We got a lot of ground to cover and a little time to cover it. We've got to make up for lost time. We've got to give a big shout out to all our sponsors and talk about them for a few minutes because you know what, guys, what we're talking about. We've always talked about it. We always will. Sponsors are a blessing to have to our sport. If whether they sponsor you or another team, give them a big old shout out. Shake their hand. Tell them thank you. We appreciate them supporting our sport because without them, our sport, it would be much harder to participate, to go. These barbecue competitions, you know, a lot of them have sponsors. So, guys, we've got to be thankful for all our sponsors. So without further ado, we are going to let the smoke roll tonight. We're going to talk a little Q. We're going to talk a little Memphis in May. I tell you what, it's a big old festival. It's a big old international festival. We got teams coming in from all over the world that will be cooking there this weekend. I tell you what, we'd love to have some NBN teams on here. That's something we don't talk about as much simply because I just don't know as many. You know, I'd love for some NBN teams to call in. I'm going to do some research, get some guys lined up, whether we'll be in queue to talk about NBN cooks, Memphis in May, where to go to do an NBN cook, you know, what we need to do first to get into it, break into it. Because I'm going to be honest, I just don't do any, and it's new to me, and I would love to talk about it and get involved. But we've just, you know, because the more we cook, the more things we cook, the more ways we cook, the better cook we become. So we'd love to talk some NBN tonight, NBN Memphis Barbecue Network cooks. Had to catch my breath and take a sip of that old cold Coors Light. I tell you what, it hits the spot. Sponsors, sponsors, sponsors. Barbecue Superstars, up front foremost, is a huge sponsor. It is a great network. I've been talking to you on Barbecue Superstars for, I would say, almost 2 years now. I've enjoyed doing it. We talked 2 hours of Q. We've talked to hundreds and hundreds, thousands of wonderful people we've met. We've made friends. It's just a huge field, and you just don't meet many bad people at all, if any. Barbecue people are the best people in the world. You know, you just can walk up to any of them, and you can always strike up a conversation with anybody talking about food, good food, and especially barbecue. I mean, it's easy to do. People love to talk food. Well, barbecue is, I would say, is the American cuisine. It is internationally known. It is as primitive as you can get, cooking something over open fire, coals. You know, it's basic. It's down to earth. I mean, it's just the best that it can be. Barbecue Superstars promotes barbecue, promotes the teams, promotes the events, promotes the products. I love to promote and talk barbecue with everybody. It is just very special. You know, we go to Texas. I've got many connections in Texas now, many great, great friends, family, so to speak. I mean, really, honestly, you know, in Texas, I've got family all over the country. These barbecue people will help you when you need it, regardless what it is. They're going to help. So that's how I feel about barbecue. That's how I feel about barbecue people. The sport, I love it. It's a lot of hard work. There's nothing easy about it. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and everybody can't do it. I mean, we love to cook, cook, and cook. I'm going to be cooking after the show tonight. I've got butts to put on the pit and cook all night for tomorrow. They're going to be dynamite. I'm going to rub them down with some good old two or three stage rubs, and I'm excited about cooking it up. We'll be letting the smoke roll after the show tonight. That's for sure. We've got pits ready to go. We got them ready. They're fired up. They're smoking right now, ready for some meat to get put on. We're going to do that, but before we do all that, we're going to talk a little Q tonight. You know, the number to call, guys, 347-202-0263. That's the same old barbecue number every night of the week. Our chat room is up. If you want to get into the chat room, come on, join the chat room. I will do. You ask questions, and I will answer them over the air. If I'm really multi-talented tonight, I will try to type back to the chat room also. But we're just going to have a good time, talk a little Q, talk sponsors, talk NBN, Memphis Barbecue Network, talk Memphis in May. you know, because it comes only once a year, and it is a huge international festival. Actually, it's broke up into four events, and we'll talk about them, kicking it off on Beale Street, which is a place, is a happening place. It is a party street, no doubt. But I do want to thank all my sponsors, Frontier Charcoal. I'm always letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. I'm telling you, it fires my pit. It's clean burn. It puts off the right heat. It's good and hot. It keeps my big old non-efficient tank rolling. So I'm really pleased and happy with Frontier Charcoal. Guys, I recommend you just to pick up one bag and try it. You don't have to buy a 20-pound bag. Buy a 5-pound bag. I mean, Dollar General stores even sells Frontier Charcoal. Lowe's, pick it up at Lowe's, some of the Walmarts. I mean, you can get Frontier anywhere. But I use the Frontier Lump, and it, and I'm very well satisfied with it. I will continue using it. Also, give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. Right now, they've got a big special, $100 off till Father's Day on their pits. They've got some fantastic cookers. I use one every comp. I use the Daniel Boone. The only thing I'd rather have other than one Daniel Boone is two Daniel Boones. I'm telling you, I really like the pellet cooker. I love the pellet cooker. It is a game changer, and it is a finisher, I'm telling you. It helps me tremendously. They have got a wonderful line of sauces, rubs, pellets. You can get anything from them you need. GreenMountainGrills.com to find a dealer nearest you. If you can't, I can hook you up. Also, mention my name with a purchase after you've purchased your Green Mountain Grill. Email them, tell them you heard it on Chadwick's radio show. You'll get a free Green Mountain Grill cover, okay? So we're pushing that. Guys, if you're thinking about getting a Green Mountain Grill, they're a solid machine. They work. They're tough. I can vouch for that. Mine got dumped out of a trailer going down the road. I beat it out, hammered it out, straightened it up, and it's still, it's like an old Timex. It'll take a licking and keep on ticking. But remember, if you buy one, purchase one, just send them an email with my name, mention it. You heard it on Chadwick's show, Let's Talk Smoke show, and free grill cover. That's a pretty cool deal to me. Also, I got sauces, I got rubs, and I'm so blessed with these sponsors, and I thank every one of them. And I use all the products every competition, whether I use it on this category or that category, or use a couple of them in combination on this category. I use all my sponsors' products, and I greatly appreciate all of them. Daigle's Barbecue Sauce, they have a wonderful variety, a huge selection of sauces. I mean, these are more than just a barbecue sauce. I mean, every time I've used them since I've been cooking this year, I've been getting calls with them every time. And they're a good sauce. They, like I say, they have several different flavors. I'm going to go over them real quick with you because I love to discuss my sponsors. The flavors they have is the Cajun Sweet and Sour, the Sweet and Sour Spicy, also the Habanero Rib Sauce. You want a little kick, this sauce has got a little kick. It's got a great glaze. It will finish a rib out superb. The Pecan Garlic Sauce is always a huge favorite. That's a Texas flavor right there if you've ever heard of one. The Applewood Jalapeno, that is spot on. Got some real good sweetness to it. And also the Cajun Grilling Blend. And it's a fine sauce. And he's got a fine hot sauce. I recommend those sauces, guys. I mean, you can use those. Those are a sauce you can use in the kitchen as well as in a competition or at a picnic. I mean, they're just superior sauces. Also, Junior Urias, Junior's Rub for Grub. I tell you what, that is Junior's been a strong supporter of me, and I greatly appreciate it. I appreciate his friendship. He has got a phenomenal product. Junior's Rub for Grub, check them out on Facebook, email, juniorsrubforgrub.com. If you can't get in touch with him, I can get it for you. Just let me know. Also, Got to give a shout out to Meat Rake and Grill Great. These guys have helped me when I first started, and they continue to help me. You know, if I need anything, all I have to do is holler at them, and they take care of me. Meat Rake, two little wonderful rakes, very simple to use, very inexpensive, cost you $20, and very useful tools. Also, the Grill Great, you know, that is a steak finisher. That bottom line, it will cook a steak in a heartbeat. Chicken breast, guys, if you're grilling the patio, Pitmaster's grilling on the back deck, boneless, skinless chicken breast, okay? Who likes to cook those? Not I, but, you know, my wife loves them, so I'm sure your girlfriend or wife loves them, too. So, you know, you can put them on on Grill Great, meat down, roll with it, flip it a few minutes, and that bad boy will be done. Grill Great, go to grillgreat.com, check them out. Also, got to give a big shout-out to Sweet Smoke Q. That is some fine sauce, some fine injection. You just got to go check it out. Old Jim is on fire this year. He has won many grand championships already. He's been cooking every weekend, seems like, and he is wearing it out, and he is hot. Sweet Smoke Q. Get you some juice, you know. I mean, that injection's fine. They've got a pork injection. It's coming out with a beef injection. I've not tried it yet, but I will. Here in Tennessee, if it's not KCBS, we don't do a lot of beef. But everywhere else, they do. So check them out. I've got to give a big shout-out to TalkTexanBarbecue.com. That's Philip Wuhan. Philip's got some awesome rubs and injections, beef, pork, pork rub. You know, he's got special rubs for pork. He's got rubs for chicken. He's got rubs for brisket. I'm telling you, it's a full line of rubs, and they're all good. I mean, you can't go wrong with any of them. But check out Philip Lujan, TalkTexan.com, TalkTexanBarbecue.com, excuse me. And also, Meat Rake. We mentioned Meat Rake. We mentioned Grill Great. We've got to mention Maverick. Maverick Industries, they have got some great tools, especially temperature probes, dual lead temperature probes, one for your big meat, one for your pit, wireless remote, naturally, quick temp probes. They've got them all. That's Maverick Industries, which is MaverickHousewares.com. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm thankful to have all my sponsors, Country Boy Wood Pellets. I use hickory. I'm a firm believer in hickory wood, hickory smoke. And Country Boy Wood Pellets has got a hickory smoke pellet that is just, it smokes phenomenally. It puts smoke in your meat. I run it in my Green Mountain, and it does the trick. Solid hickory pellets is what I use. I know a lot of guys like to use a little apple, a little cherry, and sometimes I'll switch it up a little. But overall, my main heat source is going to be hickory, and it comes from Country Boy Wood Pellets right there out of Kentucky. You can look them up on Facebook, get an address. If you can't, holler at me. I'll help you out. Well, I've got to announce my big sponsor today. Welcome them to the Hog County Cooker family, the Chris Chadwick Hog Wild group. It's going to be Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. I've been working on that for a while, and Mean Green Cleaner, I use it on my pit all the time. It's a worldwide cleaner, a state national-wide cleaner for sure. Pick it up at any Dollar General store across the states. That's Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser, and they have got some killer product. You catch me at a competition, I'll have samples, I'll have shirts, caps. I'm going to have the whole nine yards. Mean Green has come on, and they're going to help out Hall County Cookers this year. And Chris Chadwick, and we're going to turn around and help them right back and make it huge, make it big. I'm just so thankful for all my sponsors. I just got to give them all a shout-out, and that's what it's all about. Whether it takes me 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I'm going to do it because that's how we do it right here. We have got several things to talk about tonight. And Memphis in May is on my mind. I tell you, it's a big show. I'm going to roll down to Memphis Friday morning, going to stay all day. We're going to hang out at several places. We're going to meet several teams that we had never talked to. I don't know, might possibly do a live remote down there Friday afternoon for a little while if I can get a few people lined up. We're going to go to the Danish international team. I'm going to hang out with those guys. They are some fantastic cooks. It's very fascinating to watch them. They cook on Weber Smoky Mountains and kettles is what they cook on. And it's a pretty huge team. They do some gourmet stuff, guys. Just really a great experience to be around them. Also, I'm going to hang out and meet some guys from the Canadian Barbecue Society. Going to hang out with those guys for a while. I'm telling you, it's all over. You just don't know what's going to go down at the Memphis in May World Championship. This year, their theme is Panama. They always have a theme each year. They choose a country to honor. And this year's theme for all the barbecue teams and the honoree is Republic of Panama. So, you know, I kind of expect a lot of south of the equator garb kind of booth. You know, you got a lot of deco decorations. It's going to be really tropical, I guess. You know, it's really going to be nice to see all these booths these teams have are 2 and 3 stories. They're huge setups. I mean, you're never going to see a competition set up like this other than Memphis in May. They've got so many things going on. I mean, and each team spends thousands and thousands of dollars. Each team does. I mean, we're not talking five. We're not talking ten. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. And Memphis in May has many sponsors. I mean, Cattleman's Barbecue Sauce, Budweiser, Ford, Kingsford, the casinos down in Tunica, right on the other side of Memphis. I think Harris at Tunica. The Grizzlies is a sponsor. Big Green Egg. They have got tons of sponsors, big, big money sponsors. The Shed's going to be down there. We're going to hang out with the Shed some, you know, give them a big shout-out. Sweet Swine of Mine, they'll be there, of course. You know, all these big Memphis and May teams, this NBN teams, Red Hot Smokers, the list just goes on and on and on. Patio Porkers, I can't think of them because there's so many, and they're all just awesome teams. But it's set up completely different than a KCBS event, set up completely different than an IBCA event, set up different than any of our state sanctions, such as the TBA or the FBA or Georgia or South Carolina. Memphis in May is a huge, huge event. I mean, it is big money. It's right there on the Mississippi, downtown Memphis, elbow to elbow, people everywhere. It's just crazy. You know, Friday during the day, they've got a couple categories they'll be competing in. Anything but hot wings. I think barbecue sauce awards will be going down Friday evening. Also, Jimmy Van Zandt's going to be performing from 7:40 to 9 o'clock. And all in between on Friday is just going to be crazy. You know, tomorrow, really most of the things, what they'll be doing tomorrow is trying to finish up setting up the booths. Their party preparations for Thursday night. They do have a big Miss Piggy Idol contest from 6 to 7. That's where all these guys dress up as Miss Piggy and go up on stage and just let the smoke roll. I'm telling you, it's crazy. And then they'll have some kind of live performance on Thursday night. Saturday, you know, it's going to go down hot and heavy with the whole hog, the ribs, the shoulders. And I think Saturday night, Percy Sledge will be performing from about 8 to 9. So, I mean, it's going to be one big show. It's crazy. It's just really phenomenal to see. You get down there and you just want to see it all. I'm like a kid in a candy store. When I get down there, I want to talk to all the guys. I want to meet the guys I don't know. I want to see the guys I do, shake their hand, take a picture with them if I've got time. You know, it's just a big deal. It's a big deal down there, and I'm excited to roll down there. I'm going to roll down early Friday morning and kind of hang out for the most part of the day because, I mean, it's a lot of work, and we will be in the middle of it, and that's how it's going to go down. So Memphis in May, you know, you got some huge events. And think about it, guys. Two of the three are in Tennessee. You've got Memphis in May. You've got the Jack Daniels World Championship, and then you have the American Royal in Kansas City, and also you've got the Music City Blues Festival, which is in Nashville, which is an NBN and KCBS event. So it's crazy. Tennessee's got it going on as far as barbecue. It's here. And, of course, you've got the Tennessee Barbecue Association, just a little small little entity that is going to keep continuing to grow and co-sanction these town festivals and these events and holding their own sanctioned events and continuing to grow and doing the rib shootouts. And we're just going to continue to roll on little at a time. We can't go too big too fast, but I guarantee you we're going to make a big old dent in it and we're going to have a lot of fun. You know, there's no telling where we're going to go with that. But Tennessee Barbecue Association is where it's at in my book because I am a Tennessee Barbecue Association member. I am the founder, and it's just a great place to be. We've got a lot of great cooks there, a lot of great personalities involved. We've got some extremely great talent that's in the Tennessee Barbecue Association, especially guys that have competed on the national level, the Barbecue Pitmaster Circuit, the huge competition, some big walks. You know, we've just got a lot of great guys in there, and that's what I'm thankful for. We're going to keep on until we just get thousands of members. I'm ready. I'm telling you, we're just going to have a great time. We'll represent and just make it a huge, huge organization. Number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. Dial that number, call in, let's check the chat room out, see if anybody's in chat tonight. Then we've got a couple guests over there. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the chat room. If you got any questions, you want to talk a little cue, you want to talk technique, you know, I'm up for it tonight. Give me a shout out and we will get something going. I tell you what, I'm gonna step away real quick. We're gonna kick it up a notch. We're gonna get a little crazy in here with a little AC/DC Thunderstruck. All right. A little thunderstruck, never hurt anybody. You know, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. Let's see, hang on. But it's hard to cover them all in 2 hours. I know I've got a caller here that's listening in. And I'm going to cue her in because I want to talk to her a few minutes. And just see what's going on in her world. Promise I won't keep you on long. But she started a new show on Thursday nights on the sister network, which was formerly BNTL. And now it's Barbecue Superstar Sports Network. And she's on Thursday nights, and she's new. But she did a fine job last Thursday night. And I'm proud for her, proud of her. And she's doing a great job. So I'm going to cue her in and say hi and see what's going on with Jennifer Campbell tonight. Jennifer, how are you? I don't know if I scared her off or she's not listening. Check, check, check.
Sorry. Dear Jesus, sorry. My daughter
Hello.
Was trying to be the water hose.
So what is going on and what is hot off the grill tonight? Tell me something.
Besides my kids screaming, hang on.
Oh, mercy.
Sorry. I mean, you were gonna put me on, and I'm trying to go pick up my son from baseball practice, and my daughter squirted me in the butt with the water hose, and you know, my life. But no, I wanted to tell you about Mean Green. My dad, I swear to God, our house smelled like it all the time because he loved it. He used it 24/7. I mean, anytime we clean, that's what we had to clean with because he agreed with it so much. And it's a reasonable price, too, which makes a huge difference in anybody's world, I'm sure. But we use that all the time, and I remember him cleaning, you know, when you fry stuff, especially in Texas, we're all about some country fried steak and stuff, and he always, always, always had to clean the cabinets above the stove where we'd fry stuff.
Sure.
And that was a great product. I mean, it was amazing. And I told you earlier, I miss him because of that, because I just want to be able to smell it and go, that was Daddy, because he passed away in a car wreck several years ago. But, you know, it just brings back memories. When you posted that earlier on Facebook, I was like, dang, that's what I always use.
I tell you what, you know, there's always things that trigger memories, and you never know what they are. But, you know, when it's good memories, it's great. It's great to have those. And that Mean Green's a pretty good product.
I never thought it would be a cleaning product. I never thought that it would be a cleaning product with my dad because he was a pretty messy man. Like, I would say, Dad, because I grew up with pretty much just my dad, like, for the most part of my teen years. And so he expected me to, you know, do the laundry and get everything done around the house. That's what the woman should do, right? And so he always expected me to do all that. And I would tell him, put your clothes in the dirty clothes basket. And I swear, there was 5 baskets, and they were all empty, but there were clothes all around them because I guess he sucked at basketball. He just couldn't make the hole. He always used that Mean Green stuff on, and it wasn't just in cleaning the house. I mean, there were so many other things. Like, he had a backhoe company, and he even used it to, you know, degrease stuff on his tractor and stuff, which is so crazy to me, but it worked on so many things. So I love that they're watching. I think that's amazing.
Well, it really does. It really works. It really works. I mean, it's just plain and simple. It works. And does a great job, and I'm just excited to have them on board. It took a long time. I mean, this is something that wasn't overnight, and just didn't come just as a just as a spur of the moment thing, you know. So I'm very proud to have them, and it's going to be exciting to represent their product, as well as all the other phenomenal products I represent now. I'm just so thankful to have these sponsors. You know what it's all about, being an event organizer, and trying to generate sponsors for your event, for your barbecue team. You know, it's very difficult to do that. And
it's very hard.
I've just been real fortunate to be able to get a few really phenomenal sponsors and help me out, and it sure helps when you go to a contest.
Yes. We're going to a huge one this weekend. Huge. It's in Amarillo, and they have 117 cooking teams so far. That was as of Monday. I don't know what they got between now and Monday, but as of Monday, they had 117 cooking teams. And
that's
I'm helping in the judging area. Yeah, and I'm helping in the judging area, and I'm kind of freaking out.
I bet. So now it will be an IBCA event.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 100 plus teams. That's going to be huge, and it's in Amarillo.
Yeah, and they have they do calf fries. Do you know what calf fries are? A lot of people that aren't in Texas don't know what that is.
Tell me what a calf fry is.
I don't want to tell you. Can I say it on the show? I don't know exactly what a calf fry is. I've ate them without knowing what they are, but. Is it a ball? Is that what it is?
I guess so. A testicle.
I don't know. I didn't know.
Is it fried, grilled, boiled, seared?
Most people fry them, I think.
Okay.
I can't be positive about that. I don't know. Like I said, I've never been to this event. They just, when they found out I was doing the IBCA head judge thing, they, you know, called me and said, we'll give you a hotel room and come up and help. And so this will be my first experience with calf fries. So but I think if I'm not mistaken, that's what it is.
Well,
correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of dumb when it comes to cooking.
I'll tell you what, got to be something that's going to be tasty, or they wouldn't be eating them. So I mean,
right.
More power to them. And now, is it a category? Is it a category?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Well, you know, you've got to. You know, there's going to be some bad boys cooking them up the way they're supposed to cook them, I guess. It'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah,
cat
fry. It will.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
For them attracting 117 cookers, I guess they're doing something right, you know. They have, this is their 16th annual, and the guy started it in his backyard just as fun, just, hey, let's all get together and cook this and whatever. And then it grew so fast that they actually had to get land to do it on, and, I mean, it's huge now, huge. So.
Well, evidently, he was a fantastic guy, and he loved doing what he did, and everybody could feel and sense that, you know, because that's important. If they can feel and sense that, they're going to come, and they're going to come and compete and play and do, you know. So evidently, he's doing something really right to have those kind of teams coming in, rolling in. And now, how far is that for you to drive?
About 2 hours.
2 hours? Okay, well, that's not too bad. That's not
no.
too bad. So now, is John, your husband, competing? Is he going to compete?
Yes. Yeah, he's going to cook at it. So I told him, I said, it's a crapshoot. You know?
Right,
I mean, at that point, there's so many teams that it's hard, but... You know, he got fifth place with your bean recipe, and he actually got made fun of for his beans at the last cook-off we were at, because the guy said, what is this, like 47 ingredient beans? And he started pouring barbecue sauce in there, and John goes, no, 48.
There
so,
you go. I tell you what,
but he got
it don't matter.
Right, so.
It, that's right. And it don't matter how many ingredients you put in there if you kind of know what they're going to do. And I love to cook. And I mean, if we got two ingredients or if we got 20 or whatever, we're going to make them good regardless. And beans, there's so many different ways you can cook a bean. And it sounds like he was spot on with that. And, it, you know, he's going to go from fifth to first. He just does a little more practice. And he, but the bad thing about it is we don't cook them until we have a contest.
Right. Yeah, if we cook them at home, it's at a crock pot.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this, Jennifer. What categories are going to be at this competition? So it's beans and calf fries?
No, they're not having beans. They're not? Beans. They're only doing meats. And it's on Friday night, it's the kids' queue and the calf fries. And then Saturday, it's just the meats, chicken, ribs, and brisket. I think
okay.
they might have pork too, but I'm not positive about that. So,
well, I tell you what, I bought six pork butts today. They were $170.
Oh my gosh!
And that's a lot for pork butts. That's ridiculous. I'm telling you. And that
it's
you know, it's a shame.
So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
A project at school the other day, and she chose North Carolina as her state because they had to pick a state. And so I started Googling it, and I was like, oh, well, they're known for barbecue. So, hey, great opportunity. So we entered her in the kids' queue in Plainview a couple weekends ago, and she got seventh place, and she made an actual North Carolina dish, and they're called North Carolina sliders. Well, the
right.
other part of that project was she had to cook them and take them to school. And that's what me and John did all day yesterday morning was putting these together. And he said just to make 24 sliders was $35 is what it cost us.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of them at home. I mean, we had to buy, like, coleslaw and because they have coleslaw and then pork butt on a little Hawaiian roll.
Right,
and, you know,
right.
I should be the good mom that makes the Hawaiian rolls at home, but I didn't do that. We bought them. and so, but it was $35. And I'm like, for a project at school. I mean, really? You know, like we used to go in there with some Play-Doh made stuff and it was free.
right.
It's a little ridiculous, but yeah, it's gone up tremendously. I know I have a friend doing an event and they cook for the community. Well, they raise money by cooking. And last year they did fajitas, and this year they're doing brisket, and they're trying to get 20. I'm sorry, my daughter's out of control. She's singing Frozen, a Supergirl. they need 20 briskets donated, and they're having a really hard time just getting any.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well, I tell you what, this the price of pork, the price of beef that's continuously going up is going to make it much harder on us to compete. And it's going to the cooks are just going to have to pick and choose which ones they really want to go to from now on. They're
mm-hmm.
not going to be able to go to all of them.
Yeah, it'll break you. It'll kill you if you want to go to all of them.
Well,
I tell you. Either go to a competition or don't pay your electric bill, like you choose.
Oh, I know. You said it right. I understand. I mean, I'm there with you. You know, we love to cook and go, and we've traveled further and more miles than I ever thought I would ever go, cooking barbecue and meeting people. But I tell you what, it's really something else, and I encourage everybody, if they ever get a chance, to go for it and go, because
mm-hmm.
you'll miss out. You miss out, and our days are... You know, each day we live is a day gone, so you better enjoy it. And I've definitely got to enjoy the last couple of years and all this barbecue and all this competing and going and doing. And actually, you know, I never would have thought ever in a million years that I would have been on Barbecue Pitmasters and went and just had a great time doing that, you know. And So I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, and if they want me to come and do an event, I'm going to go do an event. If they want me to cover an event, I'm going to cover an event. If they want me to show up and smile and shake hands and kiss babies, that's what I'm going to do. So we're just having
like
a good time
politician.
With it. Well, yeah, but here's the difference between me and a politician. I'm not running for anything, and I'm enjoying doing what I'm doing, and I'm sincere about it.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. You did it because you love it, not because you're trying to get
well,
a vote.
You got it. That's exactly right. But I tell you, so what have you got planned for tomorrow night on your show? I know. Give me a heads up on what's going on, where we can tell all of our listeners.
Well, there's actually a big, huge wildfire about 30 minutes north of where the cook-off is this weekend. It's in Fridge, Texas. That's been on the national news and everything else. It's huge. And there is a girl that's on the breakfast board that her grandparents have a cabin there, and it burned. I mean, it's a total loss. And then so she's going to come on because she's actually doing like a relief thing. And hold on, Chris.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I know I'm on your show, but my son is trying to get in my car, and he just ran through the sprinklers at practice. Anyway, so she's doing like a big fundraiser thing, and she's going to come on and talk about that, which I think is wonderful because they lost, you know, everything that they owned.
Right.
Lost all the families did. And so she's coming on to talk about that. And then I have some girls coming on, and they're called the Diesel Divas. And they're coming on to talk because they're doing a big fundraiser this weekend, which is like a car wash. They have a car wash, and they have a cook-off, or a, not cook-off, but they're giving away, like, free hot dogs and things like that, and then have a couple bands planned. And so they're coming on to talk, and then one of the bands is actually going to come on, too, and talk about their upcoming shows. And then I was supposed to have a guy come on with the cook-off in Amarillo, but I'm not sure if that's, they're so busy right now. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the Diesel Divas sound really interesting.
They're fun, for sure.
Now, are they going to be at the Breast Fest this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll be there.
Well, that'll be interesting. That will be very interesting. I'm sure that it's going to be the highlight of the day for some of these guys.
They're pretty cute little girls. I can say that. I'm 30 years old, so I don't have that going for me anymore, but...
I
have kids. I can't dress that way anymore. But they're definitely a fun little group of girls, and they're all in college, and you know, they have what they need to have on their body parts.
I got you.
So look that way. They have a calendar that they do every year, and they pose in front of these trucks, and that's what this company is. They're actually based out of my hometown, and they have like just supplies at this truck at this store. It's kind of like a, if you want good bumpers or a bigger motor or whatever, you know, instead of the whatever. We have a couple. My Power Wagon that I drive, I have the big old huge grill guard because I run into stuff, and so my husband put that on instead of the factory bumper because they get real easy, and this one doesn't. So I've got it on mine, but that's what they do. And they called and asked to sponsor breakfast, and I said okay, and they said they wanted to do a fundraiser to actually be able to sponsor, and I said you can do whatever you want.
Sure.
I don't care how you get the money. So they wanted to do that, and they actually have a man that that they're honoring because he has breast cancer, which is so rare. I mean, you don't.
Yeah,
very rare. But he's a survivor. He's, you know, he's going through chemo and doing all that right now, but he's one of their best friends. And they said it was so weird to have a man with breast cancer that they wanted to honor him a little bit more and do something kind of in his name, but be able to give the money to an actual organization. And so they chose us, which I'm honored. Very honored
right.
to have that.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's good. Anything that helps promote and support is gonna be great. You know, that's gonna be good to have. And you know, any event, you know as well as I do, any event, you know, we need all the help we can get when we host these events. So that's awesome. That's awesome. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. I'll call in and listen a little bit to your show tomorrow night and if you need any backup, I'll help you out.
Yeah, sometimes I just get stuck there going, what do I say now? You know,
well,
and I really want to help people, and I'm not putting myself on any kind of a pedestal. Please do not think that of me, but I want to help people learn how to put on an event, and that's what my show really is about, it's about the upcoming events, but it's also how to put on an event because it really takes practice. I mean, you don't learn it overnight, that's for sure. And, you know, we had 9 cooking teams our very first year. In our third year, we had 63, and we're planning on over 100 this year. So
right.
That's what we're trying to do is because even there are certain things. Like, you take care of your cooks, and they'll take care of you, and you have to know
that's
that.
Right. That's
to
right.
make yourself known. I mean, when people ask, you know, who does breakfast, most people know it's me or it's Ashley or it's, you know, Lacey. I mean, they can
right.
point out somebody in the crowd because we go and we talk to our cooks and I can go up to, you know, Joe and ask him, hey, how's your kids doing? How's, you know, your 3 kids? How
right,
are they? Are they
right.
okay? And, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Where are you going to put 100 teams?
We'll be fine. I mean, they added 35 more camping spots at Buffalo.
Oh, they did.
This year.
Okay.
And
now,
then
we have
the amphitheater.
Okay.
My wife is really crazy. you know where the concert was last year? There's that whole.
Now, will you not have concerts this year?
We will, but they will be Saturday, not Friday.
Okay. So, Saturday day or Saturday evening?
We're actually having them all day long.
All day long, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And they're just local bands, and they're just people that, you know, don't charge us anything.
Right, right. Well,
when I bring up Barbie Superstars and ESPN and say they're going to be there, they're like, oh, hey, can we come on? I've actually had people call me and ask to be on. So that's good promotion right there for us. But we will have a big concert that night. But where you were at last year with the concert, you know, there's that big field. I mean, it's basically like a field
right
there behind it. And we can throw people back there. They won't have running water, and as long as they bring a generator, they're fine. And it's first come, first serve. We can't reserve spots, so you just have to get there when you can. And last year, when I got there on Tuesday, there was already, I think, 4 cooking teams when I got there, and I got there on Tuesday, and it wasn't until Friday. Yeah. So,
well, I guess that's a vacation for some of. I guess that's a vacation for some of the cooks. They come and stay the whole week at the lake and get ready for the cooks. That evening, I mean, that weekend.
Well, we have cookers that come to ours, and it's the only one they do. I mean, that's the only one they do ever, like all year long.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
Either they had a mom or a wife or a sister or somebody that passed away from breast cancer, so they come to ours and not any others, and we feel special for that. And that's why we keep our prices so low on our entry so that our little guys can can still come because they're the ones that got us started. Take care of them.
Sure. I do understand that. That's a good thing. That's for sure. I'm trying to let's see. Somebody's asking me about in the chat room. Welcome to the chat room, Low and Slow. Most of the time, honestly, I've got a question here. Where do I get my meat? Is there anything special I look for? Well, honestly, you know, I usually get my meat at the local grocery store most of the time. I don't order it. I don't have a meat sponsor, and I don't order prime briskets or prime pork or prime ribs. I just go to the grocery and pick up what I look for. I look for a little marbling. I look for some good color. I don't want a lot of liquid in the package because you get a lot of liquid. Some people call it blood, but it's not blood. It's where a product's been froze and thawed. And it creates all that moisture in the package, in that cryovac package. I don't buy one with a lot of liquid in the package. But usually just a good piece. It looks good. It's got a good money muscle as far as pork goes. Brisket, you know, brisket's a toss-up. I like the shape of them. I try to get one with the least fat cap on them I can possibly get. And chicken, I just want a good consistent thigh on chicken. So, you know, all my stuff comes from the local grocers. And I always advise, you know, most grocery stores don't even have a butcher anymore. But if you have a butcher shop or a butcher at your grocery store, just become friends with him, and he'll help you out on some of the special cuts, and maybe he can trim it up a little extra special for you. But that's what I do on meat. Jennifer, I don't know, what about you and John? What do y'all do when you go to buy meat? Do you just go to the grocery and pick it up? You special order it? You go to Raider Red and pick it up? What do you do there on yours?
We've got both. We've done Raider Red, and we've also done just the local grocery store. Actually, we really like Costco meat. We just got the Costco in Lubbock about, less than a year ago probably, and they have really good briskets. Not necessarily ribs, but their briskets are, John picks them up and bends them all kinds of ways. You know, I don't cook, so I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
That means something to him. And so he plays with the meat in the grocery store.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you know, that's just sounding like a typical guy.
Apparently if it bends a certain way, it's better than others. Well, I don't know.
Oh, mercy.
I tell you what,
there's so many innuendos that you can refer to when you're in the barbecue world and meat and choice words. I mean, it's just, it's hilarious. And as long as we keep it respectable, it's cool.
Well, I'm just telling you what he does. I mean, that's
true. I understand. I do. I completely understand. And it's just, we all need a good laugh.
And if it goes a certain way, he's happy.
There you go. He's happy. That's the one he wants. That's the one he buys.
And I just roll with it. I'm like, okay, you done yet?
Well, whatever. Whatever. Oh, mercy.
Okay.
That is funny. You know, it's all about that, too. We have a good time regardless whether we're cooking or talking about cooking or whatever. But as far as barbecuing now, I tell you what. I never have professed to know a lot about it. I just enjoy cooking, and I get in there and have a great time when I do it. So that's the main thing and the most important part. I love for my daughter to go with me. She loves to help me. She's going to be prepping pork butts here in a few minutes, we're gonna trim them up a little bit. I trim up anything I do. You know, I'm not a waster by any means, but when it comes to competition meat, if it's a flap or it's in the way or it don't look good, I cut it off. I like to keep them trimmed up and uniformed, because you keep them trimmed up and uniform, that's going to make a better box presentation, especially when it comes to pork, your money muscle, your ribs. Very important to trim them up exactly every time. Chicken, is, you know, in the way we cook chicken here, not in Texas, but the way we cook chicken here, it's very important to trim that chicken up exactly perfect and make them all the same size. And it takes time and practice to do that on your chicken. But always buy your packages and look at those thighs and buy them out same weight, you know, same size kind of deal, and pick them out. Take your time. I go through all of them when I go to the grocery store. So, like I say, if I spend $40 on a brisket, man, I'm way on tight because that's all I want to spend. And then if I have to buy two, you know, I'm really tore up, you know. So, and then buy a couple butts. And I like to cook 4 racks of ribs because this past competition, this past weekend, we cooked 3 butts. We cooked 3 racks of ribs, and we cooked 16 pieces of chicken. And it's a good thing we cooked 16 pieces of chicken because I had to rush my chicken and the way I finished it up. And my skin didn't come out right, but I did have six great pieces, and it worked really well. And the chicken turned out real well. Got a fourth place call on my chicken this weekend. I was really hoping for a first place. My ribs, we cooked 3 racks. They were all the same brand. I bought them at the same time. I cooked them the same way, the same temperature. 2 racks were, the tenderness were spot on. The 3rd rack you could use as a whip and just shake it because it never got tender. So you don't know, never know when you get meat. And welcome to the TBA, Low and Slow. You know, we're proud to have you. Lewisburg, May 25th. I don't know. I don't know if I can still get into that, and it might be something that we can consider. We might be able to get to come to. Lewisburg's probably I'd say 3 hours away or 4 hours away from McKenzie, so it's not that awful far. Just getting all my guys together to try to make it happen. It's a possibility. I might contact the organizers and see if we can still get in. And we might possibly get to come cook May 25th. It just really depends. I know tomorrow, Jennifer, listen to this. Tomorrow I will be going down to Jackson, Tennessee, which is a pretty good-sized town. And they have Best One Tire Company has several locations. They called and contacted me, wanted me to come down. And I'm cooking some pork butts tonight to take down with me. I'm pulling my big pit. We're going to fire it up, let the smoke roll. And the radio station will be there. We'll be doing some live interviews and a personal appearance. And I'm really excited about that. That's going to go down in Jackson, Tennessee tomorrow at Best One Tire there in Jackson. So I'm going to go down and just have a good time. You never know where that's going to go. And I might get a tire sponsor out of the deal. Who knows? But I'm excited about going down there tomorrow. I will be there live from 11:30 to about 1:30, 2 o'clock. So I'm excited about that. But I'll find out on this Lewisburg cook. I'm sure, is it a KCBS cook? Or is it just a local city or community event? We'll find out about it. We'll check that out. I don't know. We might roll down there and see. I know June 6th and 7th, I do have to give a shout-out. June 6th and 7th, right here in McKenzie, Tennessee. It will be Barbecue and Blues on Broadway, right there downtown McKenzie on the square. BSPN, Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mass will be here live covering the event. It'll be televised right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Also, it will be a qualifier for the Barbecue Superstars World Championship. And I know, Jennifer, there's several guys wanting to go in for that in Texas, wanting to go cook that championship. You know, we're going to have a qualifier here. We had a qualifier there at the Tennessee Barbecue Association Championship of Champions a couple months ago. That was a qualifier. So the top 5 teams qualified to go cook this world championship. So it's a lot of excitement going on. But 6th and 7th, McKenzie, I think the entry fee is going to basically be about $130. There will be a TVA side co-sanctioned side pot with trophies and payouts also. And it's only $75 to enter that. And it's paying top five all the money back, plus trophies, grand champion, reserve, and top three, and third, fourth, and fifth. So McKenzie will be a nice spot for the 6th and 7th of June. But May, I'm really interested in Lewisburg. I don't know if there's going to be some great cooks there. I think I've heard a few guys mention it, but I just really wasn't on top of it, so I didn't know about the Lewisburg cook. But I'll try to get some details, and if they'll let us come down and cook, and if we can afford to come down and cook, I'm in for it. I would love to do it. So who knows? Maybe soon. Maybe by May 25th we can get down there and cook. I'm excited about it. I'm proud you're in the chat room tonight. And always, you're always welcome to call in. And guys, anybody listening tonight, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. And I always welcome anybody to call in because this is a show. This is a people show. The barbecue people show. It's all about you and the Q, and that's why we roll around here. So love to have you call in. Chat room is open and up and running. You know, we just keep it rolling, and we'd love to talk a little Memphis Barbecue Network tonight. But all the MBN guys that are serious are getting ready to cook Memphis in May. They're all down there setting up. Tomorrow night will be the big party night. It's going to go down tomorrow night. I hope the weather holds off and no more rain inside because it's rained here all day. So it's going to be rough. So let's hope the weather holds up. The grilling gods are going to bless them with some good weather the rest of the week so they can really have a great time because these guys are working hard. They're spending a lot of money, and they're putting their heart and soul into these cooks. And you definitely, you know, just hope the weather holds out for them. Let's see here. Our chat room is still up and running. I've just refreshed it. Also, our studio board is up, and we have another caller. Let's welcome this caller in. He is my friend. He is your friend. We've just got a great bond together. He is a barbecue superstar. He is a exceptional cook there in Texas. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. The stuff we do and what we try to make happen around here. We barbecue. We talk barbecue all the time. It just blows my mind. But let's welcome this guy. He is one top-notch cook, one top-notch fella, and a good friend of mine, Mr. John Reeves. You're cued in. What's going on tonight?
Man, I tell you what, I'm just trying to gear up. Left Red Meats a few minutes ago and picked us up another round of briskets.
Oh, well, that sounds like a winner.
I think we picked up about 220 pounds. So
really, well, that's a lot of beef. That is awesome. I tell you what, I just spent $170 on six pork butts today, and I'm telling you, I was just astonished by the price of six pork butts. But we're going to have to fire them up and cook them all night tonight for a big show tomorrow there in Jackson, Tennessee. And you know, pork here in Tennessee is like beef there in Texas. I mean, we just cook it and eat it all the time. I don't know which fat's better for you, beef or pork. I think they both clog about the same. I think they both clog about the same way.
One's a little taller off the ground there at the end, but that's about it.
You got it. Well, we got Jennifer Campbell here. She's hot off the grill tonight, and she's in the chat room. I mean, she's in the studio room with us right now, and she's been telling us about some Breast Fest things going on and the Diesel Girls. She's brought up the Diesel Girls. That sounds interesting. And I tell you, just sounds like she's got the Breast Fest getting ready to go down before long.
She won't know how to act when Breast Fest is over. And, you know, getting all this build up and stuff. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, but She'll have so much time on her hands for a couple of weeks, she won't know how to act.
I'm sure I can figure out something to do, like sleep.
Oh, don't talk about sleeping. You know you don't need to sleep.
Did y'all have nightmares about your show ever? Am I just weird? Because I have nightmares about my show. Like random people that I've never met that are supposed to call in and they don't call in, and I literally lose sleep over this thing. I don't understand.
I tell you what. No, I personally don't have nightmares about the show. I love doing a show. It's just like second nature to me. I actually should work it harder, I guess. I just get on here and expect everybody's going to call in, listen in, let's talk barbecue, and just have a good old time doing it. And we always have a good show, regardless what we talk. We might not cover the ground that others do, but, you know, we still, they're all different in their own way, so we just roll it out like that and have a good time. Don't worry about it and don't have nightmares over it.
I stress about it and go, okay, who's calling in or what time, and I have nightmares about so-and-so didn't call in at this time, and I guess I'm kind of OCD about it. Like, I need to be on a schedule. You know, like, Daryl went over 10 minutes last week talking about, you know, the 1940s and 50s when they formed colonies and stuff like that. And I don't know where all that went, but so he was talking about that. And he went over 10 minutes, and I was kind of freaking out, going, I should have already played my closing song, and I should have done the show.
Sometimes we stay on 30 minutes later. Now, I don't really cut it off right down. I don't drop the hammer right at 8 o'clock. Some people do. You know, it's choice. It's just whatever you want to do. Nobody else can call in, but all the callers that have called in will stay in queue and online until you sign off. So it's all right. You can,
right.
You know, like tonight, I'm telling you, you know, it's getting to be a habit. I'm always a couple minutes late, but tonight, I mean, I was 20 minutes off. But, I mean, I've had a ton of things to do today and just couldn't help it. And it happens that way sometimes. So it's all right. It's all right. We're not judging you if you stay over a couple minutes.
Right. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. I thought you would. I knew you would love to know you had my graces on that, you know. So
I just love the Barbecue Superstar world. You know, when I didn't have my own show, I mean, obviously tonight I'm calling in and, you know, I've got squirted in the ass with water hose and I've picked up my kids and one kid said, don't hit me in the head. You know,
well,
but I love all you guys and I love calling in and talking to all of y'all. It's fun for me. And I love breakfast. I live and sleep and eat breakfast and I promote it all year long. And this year has actually been kind of an easier year for me as far as big sponsor goes, but all my little people have kind of fallen off the radar a little bit, and I'm not sure, you know, it's been a tough year for some reason for people, and I don't know why. I guess maybe the economy and the price of groceries going up as they're trying to feed their kids or something, but it's been tough. I mean, my little people are the ones I call first and say, hey, are you in for your $250 sponsor? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm in, and you know, I mail you a check, and I get it, and I'm like, okay, thanks, and now it's kind of like I have really big sponsors, but all my little people are kind of
well,
they're
it's
not
hard.
There.
Times are tougher, no doubt, and jobs are not like they used to, and everything's going up except wages, and, you know, the it's difficult. It's difficult for the real man in the real world, you know, and I understand completely. But, you know, I have a feeling they'll come through and they'll come in and before it's over, you know, they're going to do the very best to help them do. And I feel like they will still do that.
I hope so. Because we love our little people. I mean, we support them sometimes more than the bigger ones. You know, the corporate sponsors aren't what we go for. That's not who we get. You know, we get
right.
The locally owned stores and businesses and whatever. And because they support us and we support them, and it's all about our community and giving back, and that's what we do. So
sure,
that's who we want to take care of, and we try to keep our prices reasonable enough where everybody can afford it. But it just seems like this year it's been pretty rough. I do need to. Are you sponsored by the pork and I mean the injector people, the what are Chomps?
Dan Chomps, yes. Barbecue Kansas City, ChompQE.com. Yes. Dan
yeah.
Udall, who he is, I'll be seeing him Friday, matter of fact, there at Memphis in May.
I need to get one of those donated for my auction because I think that would be a lot of fun for my cooks. You know, they could
sure.
try one because John got one, and, I mean, he loves that thing. My daughter even, I mean, she's 10 years old, and she used it on her pork butt. It was great.
Yes.
And
it works well on a – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was going to say it works well on a beef brisket, too.
Yeah,
John
used on everything.
Yes. I inject between my rib bones with mine on my pork ribs.
Really?
Yes.
What do you inject?
I can't tell you that.
Damn it, I thought I'd
inject it full of...
Well, let me tell you this. I created a new pork injection this past weekend that just really excited me because I don't get excited about my own flavors very often because I'm used to them. But this new pork injection was spot on. I make a meat and beef injection. And I'm going to tell you, I start my beef injection with TalkTexanBarbecue.com. I start my beef injection with that right there because that is a excellent injection. And my pork injection that I made this weekend, I started with Talk Texan Barbecue pork injection this weekend. And I mix it much stronger than it calls for. And I mix some other things with it. And I'm telling you, we injected two butts with it and one butt without it. And the one butt without it was just flat compared to what we did. That's going to be my injection. I'm going to continue to use it. That was some of the best pork I've had in a long time. It had the smoke and the salt, the pepper and the rub makes an awesome bark and makes the smoke just gives it the flavor. Okay. And I smoke mine heavy, but the injection gives the flavor to the pork inside. And, I never used to inject anything, and now I've got to where I inject everything. And I guess I did it because it made it so much easier when I use Dan Udall's Chops power injector because, you know, it works really well. And I'm going to continue to inject.
It's powerful. It's very powerful, which surprised me. I didn't know that it would shoot like as hard as it does, but John was cleaning out one day and he was cleaning out in the garage. He did, and it was like, whoa, like, you know, more than a water hose even. And I was like, dang, that thing.
I'm sure John, when he was a kid, he had that pump BB gun that would pump it up 25 times instead of 10 and shoot somebody with it.
Yeah.
He's going to do the overkill on the pumping. So,
yeah.
I can see him shooting you.
Mm-hmm.
Has he shot you with a BB gun yet?
No. Luckily not. I dread the day he does. John Reese has a pellet gun. He was bragging about on Facebook yesterday that he bought at a pawn shop. So, maybe he needs to talk about his gun.
Oh, me. I'm telling you. Oh, mercy. I don't even know what to say about all that. Well, I tell you what, we've got another caller. Let me refresh this board and see what's going on. But, we have a lot of fun. We don't have to talk barbecue all the time. But I am going to tell you, That pork injection I made was spot on. It was some bad stuff. And I'm gonna do that. And I can't. And really, I'm excited about competing every time this year, because last year I had a struggling year. I got called, but they weren't consistent. But this year, I'm excited about going, because my confidence level, my excitement to go and cook, is so much greater. And used to the intimidation factor, and I don't know if y'all are like this or not, but used to the intimidation factor with all these $15,000 and $20,000 rigs and these travel trailers or these huge trailers with these porches on them and all these big fancy cookers used to intimidate me quite a bit. I'm just going to be honest. You know, I pull a homemade cooker that I made, learned how to weld with. I set up a couple pop-ups. I unfold the tables. I string my chili pepper lines, which you can see on Barbecue Pitmasters. I'll put my Let the Smoke Roll Up banner, and I have a good time. And I go and I cook and I do my cook, and I'm excited about that. I'm gonna do it all this year, you know. And if I get calls, great. If I don't, so be it. We'll go back and do it again. That's just how a cook has to go and approach a cook, you know. That's how we have to approach those things. We go with anticipation of winning. If we don't, we just take it with a grain of salt and we go back and do it again. What do y'all think about that?
I think you're spot on. I think that's right. You can't win them all. I don't care if you're Myron or not. You're not going to win them all. And you know, we've had some luck, but this last, you know, the last time we competed, you know, it wasn't our day, it wasn't our weekend.
Well, it happens. It happens. It don't matter who you are. You're right. It happens. I've been to, I love to go to Tupelo, Mississippi to cook that competition, okay? And it's usually 100 teams. And this last time we went, it was a lot of work, and it seemed like, if I don't get set up when I get there and prepared, you know, and organized, then my whole game is off. So the Tupelo cook, we had a decent cook, but yes, my chicken was bland. It looked good, but it was bland. My brisket should have had another hour and a half, because it was tight. Our ribs were just our ribs. They were tough. As tough as leather. And our pork was just okay. You know, I didn't get a call. But the only places I've went since I've competed, I've only been to Tupelo twice and not got a call. And I went to a local event that wasn't sanctioned by anybody at the lake. And I had a great cook, and I really felt like they confused the judging or something, you know, mixed some boxes up. But I didn't get a call one. You know, it was like that old Dow, that dead-ass last place. It seemed like I was in every time in that cook, and I know better. And a Bolivar cook one time, the first time I went and cooked down there, and it was a struggle last year. But that's the four places that I went personally and cooked, the only four places I went and cooked, and I've never got a call. But other than that, I've always got a call at every comp that I've been to, some kind of call, whether it be sauce, a fourth place call, a fifth place call, a walk, a third place, or, you know, we've always had a call. So, you know, but it happens. You can go and not get a sniff, not get a whiff. And then the next time you go, just bring the calves home. We'll put them in the gate. It's time to count the money, you know. It's because you get a call in every category. But it happens to all of us. So it's no biggie. We just we learn from our past and we keep going forward. I'm still working on that perfect candied rib sauce. I'm still working on that, the combination that I really want. the pork injection. I think I hammered it out this past weekend. I don't think I'll change a thing with it. My chicken is really coming on strong. The way I'm shaping it, forming it, the way I'm trimming it, what I'm doing to it, how the flavor is coming out, is really, really getting really strong. You know, chicken, everybody wants a little salty chicken. So I've just really been throwing the salt to it, thinking of over-salting it, but it's hitting. So I'm just going to keep on going with it and just learn from your mistakes. That's all you can do.
I think it's always a work in progress.
It is.
I've been cooking the same brisket for over a year now, but I've adjusted some of my times a little bit. I've adjusted some of my heat a little bit. You know, I've adjusted.
Right.
Basically, it's the same recipe. I've tweaked it, you know, here and there. Plus, you know, we were cooking with a lot of heavy mesquite 2 years ago, and we don't cook near the mesquite that we used to.
Right. Well, that's got a lot to do with your it's definitely got a lot to do with your flavor profiles. You know, but
I think us cooking with so much mesquite made us taste like everybody else, because, you know, it's like you learned when you came to the Midland cook with us, is mesquite. Everybody's pushing mesquite. Now, that's a day that I probably should have used mesquite, because they were looking for, I think, for that mesquite flavor. But everywhere else we've gone, these IBCA cooks, you know, I've gone a little heavier with some different wood.
Right,
And it's made me stand out a little bit, and it helped me out. But that day, you know, I think it backfired.
Well, you know, that anticipation of what the judges want is the key. If we knew that before going into the competition, we could make it. We could get a call like that every time then. That's a toughie right there. It'll be all right. We'll just keep on going, and the more times we go to the comps, the more we know what they like and how they like it. And, I'm learning that some with some sauces and some play on some rubs and some different things that I've been doing and have done in the past versus what I'm going to do now. And it helps out. You know, we're going to have a nice little showdown right here in McKenzie next month, the 6th and 7th of June. BSPN will be here covering the event live, so you can watch it going down as it happens. I don't know how we're going to shut the town down. It's going to be smoking the square. Actually, we live in a town with a square that the businesses are sent around the square. And we're going to shut the town down and smoke the square out. It's going to be a good competition. It's not very, you know, it's going to pay out quite a bit of money. And it's not going to cost a lot to compete. So I'm excited about that. It will be a qualifier for the Tennessee Barbecue Association as well. And it's a qualifier for the Barbecue Superstars World Championship, the BSWC. So it's going to be real nice. But I'm really excited about going down to Memphis in May. I really wanted some MBN cooks tonight to call in, but evidently couldn't get them lined up. But that Memphis in May is going to be exciting this weekend. Actually, Friday I'm going down. I'm going to see the international Danish team, going to hang out with them guys for a while. The Canadian team, we're going to see some different flair from how these guys cook. I'm going to hook up with OBR, Operation Barbecue Relief, and hang out with them for a little while. I'm planning on seeing the Shed Barbecue, Brad, Lyndon, and Brooke and Hobson, and I think Chef Sarah will be hanging out with them, helping them cook. Possibly going to see Tuffy Stone this weekend. I will speak to him if he's around. If I see Byron somewhere, I'll go up there and slap him in the back of the head and give him a hell yeah and see how he's doing. You know, so there's going to be some guys I'm just excited to go see. I'm going to talk to Dan Udall from Chops Power Injector. I'm going to see Dan. We're going to have an interview, I think, with Rick Brown of Barbecue America magazine. I'm going to see Rick. We're supposed to hook up some this weekend or this Friday. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. It's going to be a busy day. So I'm excited about all of it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a good time.
Man, I wish I was coming up there. I had plans to come to the Memphis in May, and it just didn't come together for me this year. But you know, that's the way it goes.
Well, you know, if we keep rolling and keep going, you know, you just don't know. The sponsor I just locked in and announced today, which is Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser. That's meangreen.com. CR Brands Chemicals Incorporated. I was talking to them today, and they're talking about a big event. Which one do they want to sponsor me going to a big event? So you just don't know. Huh?
Oh, Connor. He's wanting to chime in.
Oh, that's all right. I thought that was Connor. But so you just don't know. So we're just going to keep hammering away and trying to get our sponsors locked in and down and roll with it that way. So I'm excited about it. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. We'll eventually get to go play at Memphis one of these days. I have no doubt.
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of in the spot that you were in. Now, you didn't get to go last year. Is that right? Last minute, you had to drop out.
Right. I didn't get to go. I wanted to go, but I just couldn't go. Just wasn't any way. Work, and which this year, you know, I've got that big gig tomorrow in Jackson, Tennessee at the big tire retail outlet. Radio will be live covering the event. They're advertising Chris Chadwick of seen on Barbecue Pit Masters on Discovery's Destination America channel. So I'm going to go down there and have a big time tomorrow. We're going to cook pork all night tonight. We're going to sling out some of that Memphis-style barbecue that they rave so much about on Pitmasters. So we're going to roll it out that way tomorrow and just have a big time doing that.
Well, that's us. We're doing a deal for Lubbock Independent School District tomorrow. We're cooking 200 and whatever pounds of brisket and going to be serving that up on Friday. So we're going to start laying that down. And then, too, we're cooking a couple of briskets also for T&A's, you know. And they're going to do some brisket pizzas this weekend like we've done in the past. So, you know, it's just kind of keep it rolling.
Well, that'll be good. That will be good. Well, I tell you what, we've got a couple minutes left. We've got Jennifer back in. She dropped out on us. I was glad to have Jennifer call tonight. But, you know, us as barbecue superstars, I call it the first family of barbecue now. That's my new thing about us and barbecue superstars. Sunday night I did call in and congratulated Lance on his year anniversary. And I know you've got a year anniversary coming up pretty soon, do you not?
First week in June we've been on the air for a year.
Okay.
And out of year, we have missed, I think, 3 shows because of holidays.
Right. Well, you know, I understand. I've done it for 2 almost, and I missed 1 show due to technical that the Blog Talk server was down, and then Daryl covered for me 1 other show when we were going to Florida. So that's the only 2 in 2 years that I've missed. But we'll have to call in the year. What I was saying, Lance, that was his year anniversary Sunday night. I called in the Lance's show for a few minutes. I didn't get a chance to call in Chris Fulmer's Monday night, but I wanted to. Tuesday night, Lori Frazee had a big show going on, and it was her year anniversary. So I give her a shout-out. I called in just for a few minutes. And then, of course, last Thursday, I called in to your show and Jennifer's show. And so I really try to support all my brothers and sisters in the barbecue in our family. And that's what's important. I appreciate y'all calling in because that's what it takes, guys.
I had
yes,
to put my phone down because my daughter ran over her hand on a ripstick. Don't ask how. I don't really know how she did that, but she did. And it freaked me out. She's my little baby girl. So I ran out there and grabbed her and took her inside. And then
understand.
I was going to step her out of the oven and I burned my finger, you know, because I'm such a good cook. But that's the things I do.
You're just full of gracefulness, Jennifer. I can tell. You're just full of it. You just got it down pat.
I don't know why my mom didn't name me that. Just Grace. That should have been my name.
Well, that might be your nickname from now on, John. You hear that? She's Grace.
What?
Grace. Uh-huh. That's her nickname, Grace. Well, I want to let y'all give a quick shout out. Jennifer, you can start, and John, you finish it up, and we're going to get out of here. I've got some pork. I've got to go prep and get ready to roll and get on the pits. So just give us a shout out, Jennifer.
I love Barbecue Superstars. I love Chris and John for sure. Y'all two are excellent, excellent people to work with. I love Daryl too for giving me the opportunity to have a show. I couldn't believe it when he told me, but hey, it's gonna go and it's gonna rock on, I guess, and we'll see what happens with that. But, I need to say thank you for my breakfast sponsors, which is Hill's Hot Rod, Donnie Hill with the Right Stuff Barbecue, the Beer Store, and Casserole Beans, and Ray Bonner at Outdoor Chef is also donating a green egg, and we're selling some raffle tickets for that if anybody wants to buy them. Y'all can find us on Breast Fest on Facebook or email us at breast_fest@yahoo.com.
All right, that's cool. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me, Chris. I love you. You know that.
All right, you're welcome, and we'll talk again tomorrow night. How's that?
Sounds fabulous.
All right, good night. John, wind it up for me, partner. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is John Reeves. You can find me on Facebook. It's JohnReeves. Happy to visit with anybody about barbecue. I've never met a stranger. We host the Thursday night show from 6 to 8 to X Nation. Tomorrow night we're going to have some special guests and pitmasters on. And a week from tomorrow night, and you ought to do this too, and I told him to get in contact with you. Tate with Raider Red Meats is going to come on and start giving some predictions on what beef, pork, everything's going to be doing over the next few months. You know, everybody's kind of noticed some of these prices are going up, and he's going to be talking about the reasoning behind that and what he sees as a wholesale buyer of what's going on. So, you know, guys, check that out, and then, you know, maybe we can get him on your show next week, Chris, and talk about the same stuff. He's a great guy. He's willing to help us all. Raider Red Meats, aged 45 days or better briskets. All of us at Smokin' X cook exclusively their briskets. So, you know, just a great guy. Like I said, we picked up over 200 pounds of brisket from that today and just can't wait to get it cooked tomorrow. But have a great time, man. I know I'll talk to you tomorrow, but plan on having some fun and have a safe trip this weekend and get lots of pictures for us.
All right, man. We'll do it. We'll do it. Have a good night. Thanks a lot.
You too. We'll
appreciate
see you later.
You coming with it. All right. Bye-bye. Well, guys, this is Chris Chadwick. We have completed another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We have had a good show tonight. We've just talked a little barbecue, just talked to some friends. That's what this show is all about. We just continue to do that, and we're going to continue to do it. We invite you always to call in, listen in, check it out on archives. You know, we just, you know, I don't know what else to do. Share the post, get some guys that want to call in, participate. Would love to have you. I just, you know, we've done it a long time. I don't know if I need to personally invite because I send out an invite, and honestly, it's open all the time for all of you to call in. We'd love to have you. we make our show around you, so we'd love to have you call in and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods and where your next event's going to be. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We've been letting the smoke roll, and we're going to go hog wild and get out of here.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Tonight, this is Chris Chen. Let's Talk Smoke. This has been a Barbecue Superstars presentation. Have a good night and God bless.